WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire,
and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Elon Musk ends his run with Doge today and admits he hasn't always seen eye to eye with the administration, telling CBS Sunday Morning.
I don't want to, you know, speak out against the administration, but I don't want to. I also don't want to take responsibility for everything the administration is doing.
Musk will join President Trump at the Oval Office this afternoon for a joint news conference. The Department of Homeland Security has published a list of hundreds of cities, counties, and states it designates as sanctuary jurisdictions. CBS's Christopher Cruz tells us.
The targeted communities generally don't cooperate with immigration agents. They say not cooperating makes migrants feel safer coming forward if they're a witness to or victim of a crime.
Last year's runner-up is this year's winner at the Scripps National Spelling Bee.
Hey, Claire C. Small.
Thirteen-year-old Faison Zaki from Texas came back from a late-stage flub to take home the winning prize of $50,000. CBS News Brief. I'm Stacy Lynn.
This is your local Civic Media radio station.
Want to hear even more? Anytime?
Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. Wisconsin Senator Ron Johnson hinted that he may not run for another term when his current term ends in 2028. In an interview with The Hill on Tuesday, Senator Johnson referred to himself as just a guy from Oshkosh trying to save this country. Senator Johnson narrowly retained his seat in the 2022 election, edging out Mandela Barnes. President Donald Trump is the only Republican to win on a statewide ballot since then. Senator Johnson is currently pushing back against the budget bill passed in the House, saying it doesn't reduce spending enough. Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call has announced another new multi-state lawsuit against the Trump administration. According to a press release from the Wisconsin Department of Justice, the new lawsuit seeks to stop the Trump administration from reducing funding for scientific research in the state, specifically at the University of Wisconsin-Madison and Milwaukee. It requests a court order blocking two National Science Foundation orders that paused multiple projects and would leave the universities unable to pay for research materials. A U.S. Geological Survey field office in Rice Lake is set to close next year as a result of cuts made by the Department of Government Efficiency. The office is operated by the agency's Upper Midwest Water Science Center, which operates thousands of stream gauges to gather water quality data. USGS staff says closing the office could make it more difficult to collect quality data in the state, in turn making it more difficult for government agencies to make water-related policy decisions. The Rice Lake office is also responsible for repairing many of the stream gauges. The Wisconsin Elections Commission has ruled that small communities do not need permission from the state to stop using electronic voting machines. The decision stems from a lawsuit filed against the town of Thornapple in Rusk County, alleging the town broke state law when it switched from electronic voting machines to hand-counted paper ballots in the April and August elections last year. The decision was 5-1, with Wisconsin Election Commission Chair Ann Jacobs disagreeing with the analysis that found the municipalities don't need the state's permission. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
The Brewers in Philly.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball tonight. The Brewers open a 3-game series against the Phillies, the best team in the National League so far this season. But manager Pat Murphy is encouraged after the crew swept the Red Sox this week in Milwaukee.
Yeah, I mean, it's a testament to who they are. I talk about that a lot, like who these people are. Who is Bryce Terang? Who is Jackson Chourio? Who is William Contreras and Yelich? And that's what makes me believe in the team is who they are.
In golf, the U.S. Women's Open continues at Erin Hills near Hartford, Wisconsin. NFL at OTAs, we met Aaron Banks, the Packers' new left guard, who signed a 4-year, $77 million deal in free agency and talked about finding out he was headed from the 49ers to Green Bay.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't get a lot of contact from my agent until the window opened on that Monday, and he hit me and was like, hey, we got good news, think cheese. So I was like, all right, deal's done. All right, sounds good.
That's Packers left guard Aaron Banks. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Mostly sunny skies today and breezy, warm as well. You might also notice some hints of smoke due to those Canadian wildfires. High temperatures right around 80. Mostly clear skies tonight with lows in the mid-50s. Right now, it's 57.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Matt Miller, Milwaukee-based film critic. The film Sinners, the more distance I have from it, the more I liked it. Is that an Oscar film?
I think there is a love for what Sinners is doing, that a studio movie was this interesting and creative and thoughtful, but also entertaining. This is not the last you will hear about Sinners this year. I'd be shocked if it doesn't get a Best Picture nomination.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Carmelo Anthony for The Bail Project.
Bad news, you've been arrested. Good news, you're innocent until proven guilty. If you can pay your bail, good news, you go home to wait your trial. If you can't, sorry, you go to jail to wait. But sure, you still presumed innocent. But since you can't afford bail, you've lost your freedom. That's not right. And that's why The Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting to end cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Rational Revolution with Mark Becker.
This week on the Rational Revolution, we've got Devin Remiker. He's running for chairman of the Wisconsin Democratic Party.
Rational Revolution with Mark Becker. Saturdays at 2, Sundays at 1 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap Eau Claire, Chippewa Valley's home for the Todd Allball Show. And good morning and welcome to Mornings
with Pat. Across Wisconsin on Civic Media, you're listening to Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, powered by Up North News. Now, from our Lake Wissota studio, here is the founding editor of Up North News, Pat Kreitlow.
I'll take the blame on that one. That's on me.
This is what happens when you haven't guest hosted the three-hour version of the fantastic Mornings with Pat Kreitlow across the Civic Media Radio Network. Guess what? I ain't Pat Kreitlow.
And this is my second week.
I'm Todd Allball, usually joining you from 2 to 4 across Civic Media in the afternoon, but happy to fill in for Pat while he is away for the day. And we're along with producer and engineer Parker Olson, who is taking the baton from Greg Bach, who is not going to be in the mornings, but he'll still be guest hosting Matt and Air on Air and occasionally popping in here. Yeah. So... No, I didn't. Pat's so big that they gave him 3 hours now.
He's larger than life.
He really is larger than life, and the hair of Ted Baxter. So I mean, it's fantastic. So I haven't been on the show since. So I didn't know there was a brand new introduction.
No, actually, I was supposed to play that at the top of last hour, and I forgot to.
Oh, really?
So yeah, I'm glad you didn't notice and point that out for me.
It was all good. But we'll bring in a professional's professional. She's always there when you need her. She's got great information, and she's just a lot of fun to be around. It's our meteorologist, Ms. Brittany Merlot, joining us. Brittany, help a couple of dudes out.
Good morning, Todd and
How
Parker.
Are you?
You guys got this. You're doing just fine. I think the intro was perfect, honestly.
For me, yes. Yes, very, very, very reminiscent of me. Going to be some wacky and, well, maybe not wild weather, but it's going to feel a little eerie out today. Brittany, explain why.
Yeah, so it looks a little eerie, feels a little weird. I mean, we've got a little things changing. So what has happened is we've got northwest winds pulling in some wildfire smoke from Canada. So an air quality advisory has definitely gone out. That's going to be in effect all day today. It should expire by tomorrow morning. Now, that's going to create the haze in the sky. It's going to block some sunshine in spots. It's causing people with, sensitive, health issues to not really feel so good. I've got a headache from it, to be honest with you.
Do you really?
Yes, I do. I had to Google it too. I was like, is this a symptom? It sure is. It's causing like inflammation in the body and stuff like that. So if you feel a little crummy today, it's probably from the wildfire smoke.
All right,
it's gone tomorrow.
Oh, go ahead.
Go ahead.
No.
Oh. Yeah, so I was going to say it's going to be gone tomorrow. We have a cold front dropping through the state today. It's going to be moving north to south, and it's going to spark up a few scattered showers. It's already doing so right now off of Lake Superior, kind of moving into the Rhinelander area. And a lot of shower chances continue into the Fox Valley, lakeside of Lake Michigan. And then we could see some rumbles of thunder early this evening. Now we could see gusty winds, baby size hail with that, nothing too strong. But that should help clear this wildfire smoke after it passes. So highs today getting nice and comfortable, kind of warm for some of us, mid to upper 70s, possibly some 80s far northwest. We'll put that on repeat for tomorrow, minus the wildfire smoke. We'll put that on repeat for again for Sunday, maybe a few degrees warmer. And then Monday, it gets really sticky and warm, almost hot and humid. We could be hitting 90 degrees in some spots.
As Jen Clampett once said, well, doggies, that's going to be a, that's going to be a hot one. All right, now, Brittany, timely indeed, as the great sports reporter Mike Lucas is fond of saying, because here we have now three ill people. Headaches, sinuses, allergies. What we really need is a doctor, and just right on time with a question of our own, our very own Dr. Kristen Lyerly joining us via StreamYard this morning, and she's going to be here for the half hour. Dr. Lyerly, you said you had a question.
Hey, everybody. I do have a question. I have been feeling tired, Brittany. I couldn't explain it. I went to bed at like 10 o'clock last night, and I woke up tired at 7. When did wildfires start becoming a problem? It seems like just a couple years ago we started seeing this haze and it was a huge problem. Has this always been present, or is this another consequence of climate change?
Oh, unfortunately, it is another consequence of climate change. This has not been a problem. I mean, for as long as we have lived, we haven't really seen this thick of wildfire smoke make its way through like a couple of years ago. Right now in Manitoba and Saskatchewan, they've had evacuations that they have never seen in their lifetime. So, yes, this is out of control. There's 160 wildfires burning right now into Canada, and half of them are not contained. We've got three pretty big ones in Minnesota, too. And I was starting to think back, too, in the past. I used to live up in Minnesota, and that was the first time I was like, oh, there's wildfires in the United States? And they had them on occasion, but very small scale. There was only a couple that, you know, made records and stuff, but now it's just on repeat, repeat, repeat with these above-average temperatures, drier conditions, drought conditions. You get one little lightning strike, you toss one cigarette butt, one spark of an equipment. And this can happen. I mean, one of those massive ones in Canada was caused by a human.
Wow.
So.
Well, glad to hear it's only going to last a day or so this time. And I guess thankful for the storms, as long as they're not severe, because that'll help move some of this smoke out. And then time to break out the flip-flops and the shorts, Brittany, sounds like, later on.
Yeah, it's actually the first day of summer in the meteorological world on Sunday, June 1st. Really?
Meteorological summer. All right. Yes. Well, that's good to know.
So if you want to go by that, you can call it summer starting on Sunday.
All right. Seems like a reason to celebrate.
Yeah. I agree.
100%. Brittany Merlot, we appreciate you so very much. Have a fan-dang-tastic weekend, and we'll talk to you with Pat on Monday.
Sounds good. You too, guys.
All right. Thanks. Take care. Brittany Merlot, everybody. And it is now 12 minutes past the hour of 8 o'clock. And as we said, she has her very own program now here on Civic Media on Saturdays. She also happens to be a fantastic person, a great friend, and also a gynecologist, the one, the only, Dr. Kristen Lyerly. How the heck are you?
Oh, Todd, I'm tired. Like I said to Brittany, I just am so weary, and usually I'm pretty peppy. So
yeah, you are.
It's you think about what's happening in the world, you know, and it's the weather conditions. It is the air we breathe. It is the food we eat. It is the things that are happening in our lives. It is our relationships. I mean, the conversation we had the other day about your liver.
Exactly. Well, let's get, and before we move on, but before that, I want to make sure I get this, because I, with all these schedule changes, I'm lucky. Ask Luke Mathers. I'm just lucky to show up on time for my own show these days. When is your show on Saturday? When does it air now on Saturdays?
My show airs at 3 p.m. on Saturdays and Sundays on WGBW and WISS up in Northeast Wisconsin. So Green Bay, Appleton, Oshkosh. And this week, we've got a banger of a show. It's all about Medicaid. Everybody's talking about Medicaid. So I've got two Medicaid advocates from the area, people who have been banging the drum. These issues are affecting them personally, and they have talked with their legislators, or attempted to. They've really tried to help people understand what this means. It is going to be an informative show. I think it's going to be a really helpful show for people who are wondering, what's the big deal with Medicaid? You find out at 3 o'clock on Saturday.
And this is fantastic. And the reason I asked is because, you know, I live here in Madison. And for people that might not live in the Green Bay area or Fox Valley, you can still listen live to the Dr. Lively Show. Just download the Civic Media app to your Apple or Android device and scroll down to WGBW or WISS. And you can listen right there anywhere in the world the show. And you can also catch it in podcast form at civicmedia.us as well. Looking forward to that. All right, you brought this up. Those people that might listen to our show in the afternoon on Wednesday, right before I went on the air, I got some news from my doctor, and I thought, well, this would be kind of funny because if Dr. Lively is available. And so like 5 minutes before I go on the air, I texted you, and you were kind enough to pop on the air because I've had kidney stones for a number of years. I've passed two. That ain't any fun. And I've still got a couple more, and I was having a little pain. And like, well, you haven't done an MRI on the kidney stones in a couple of years. Let's take a look and see how they're doing. It turns out they're just hanging out, and they're fine. They said they discovered that I have, quote-unquote, a fatty liver. And I thought that was kind of funny because I don't consider myself a heavy drinker, and they say it's the kind that that's not caused by fatty liver. So I thought, well, this will be funny. I'll have Dr. Lively come on and talk. And she, right before on the air, you said, you know, Todd, do you really want to talk about this? Because this is kind of serious. I'm like, wait, what? But it led to a larger discussion with Pat Kreitlow and Trigvi Olsen about men's health. And that as dudes, we too often think, I'll be fine. I don't need to go to the doctor. And talk to us a little bit about guys. I know you're a gynecologist, but you're obviously an MD and you deal with a lot of patients. Talk to us about why in particular it's important for guys to take care of ourselves.
It's important for all of us to take care of ourselves. The problem with guys is that you tend not to go to the doctor as often as women do. And it's these kinds of illnesses like fatty liver disease, like your cholesterol, your blood pressure, diabetes, these things creep up on you. It's not like you wake up in the morning and you're like, I just don't feel good. Maybe I have a touch of the diabetes. I should go to urgent care. These are the things right? This is why you have to go and get your blood drawn and have your blood pressure checked and do all of those routine things, because they do sneak up on you. And early intervention makes all the difference in the world. Heart disease is the number one killer of both men and women. It tends to strike men earlier. And if we can cut it off earlier, treat blood pressure issues, keep your sugars in control. And that doesn't mean you're going to go on medication. Sometimes it's just changing your diet or getting some additional exercise, lifting weights, attending to your mental health. Your mental health has a huge impact on your physical health. So those little interventions can make a huge difference in your overall health and your well-being, how you live your life and how satisfied you are.
Yeah, absolutely. Trigvi is a couple years older than me. He's 57. Just got his first colonoscopy, and he's like, you know, it really wasn't a big deal. You go in and get the IV, and you wake up. You don't remember anything. So he did
it's
that.
The prep that gets you.
Right. The drinking of the all the chalk or whatever they give you. I took your advice, Dr. Lively. I reached out to my primary care physician. I have an appointment with him. We're going to follow up, talk to a nutritionist. It appears now I have stage zero of fatty liver disease, which is nearly fully reversible if I just change my diet. So
that's great.
Yeah. So it means a Mediterranean diet, they tell me, which I'm now pitching to Luke Mathers. The show is going to originate now from Italy. So I'm very excited about that.
Can I guest host?
Sure, come on over. Because you really can't get a proper Mediterranean diet unless you're in the Mediterranean.
So I'm, you know, 1 in 4 people have fatty liver disease. It is really, really pretty common. And like you said, Todd, if you catch it in the early stages, it's reversible with simple things like a change in your diet. We're not talking a total overhaul, just making some different choices when you're looking at, should I get this for lunch or should I get that for lunch?
Right.
Knowing which would be the better thing. And also recognizing that because you're eating maybe chicken instead of a hamburger, you're not suffering. It's okay. They're both going to satisfy you and they both taste good.
This has been like 12 years ago. That back when I was making real money, I had a personal trainer, and I went 4 times a week to a personal trainer. I lost 21 pounds. I was down to 151, best shape of my life. And then, you know, eventually after about 5-6 years, I didn't do that anymore. And now I'm back up to 178 or so. So it's not like I'm hugely obese. It's more, I think, what you're saying, that I'm sitting doing the show, and I'm eating at weird times and then not eating well. So it's a great reminder to all of us, guys, gals, whoever, just take care of ourselves. We only got one us, everybody. And there's only one Dr. Lyerly. She's going to come back, talk about a new bipartisan bill in the state legislature regarding breast cancer screens. Talk about that with Dr. Lyerly. You're listening to Mornings with Pat Kreitlow across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is 93.5 The Tap.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my community and those I care about safe from threats. Learn more about how you, too, can live and serve part-time close to home by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Michael Negron of the Small Business Majority.
You know, the Trump administration thinks that they're doing a solid for small business with their policies. And so having business owners out there talking about how, whether it's tariffs, whether it's potential cuts to health care, how it's going to hurt their bottom line, how it's going to hurt their consumers or their employees. I do think that will have a real impact. Every time he does something, he gets really bad feedback and he retreats in the face of it.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons, 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Last week, I asked if if me swallowing like 100 mayflies on a walk breaks a fast, because I was doing intermittent fasting. 0.008 calories per fly.
You are breaking a fast, though. Because
probably.
It's not zero.
It's not zero calories.
So you did.
Well, that really sucks. I mean, don't get me wrong. They tasted good.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
As Wisconsin has summer weekends being spent on the lake, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Welcome back to Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. I'm Todd Allball, filling in across the Civic Media Radio Network. It is 22 now, past the hour of 8 o'clock. A weather advisory. Actually, it's an air quality advisory for the entire state of Wisconsin. Smoke is in the air. That's because of Canadian wildfires. So if you're a person with asthma or that sort of thing, might want to stay inside or limit your time outside. Brittany Merlot, our meteorologist, says that will pass as thunderstorms move throughout and showers move throughout the state throughout the day and then into this evening and then warming up for the weekend. Pat is gone because he is going to, I didn't know he was into this. He's out west in the mountains enjoying goat yoga. Where you do yoga and little baby goats. I can't wait to see the videos posted. So I'm looking forward to that. It should be a good time had by all. We are joined by Dr. Kristen Lyerly here on this portion of the show. You can hear the Dr. Kristen Lyerly show on Civic Media in Green Bay and Oshkosh at 3 o'clock on Saturday and Sunday. If you're not in those markets, you can listen to it on the Civic Media app via WGBW in Green Bay and WISS in Oshkosh, two of our great stations here at the Civic Media Radio Network. Dr. Lyerly, always a pleasure to be with you here. Before we get into the serious matter, apparently you said you have a story. Parker, young Parker here, a recent graduate of UW Whitewater, you have a mascot story.
I do. So when I was in college, I was a mascot, yeah. And they had mascot events where they would bring us all together. So we all went to the skiing event, and it's all these guys, because you think that it's a guy in the costume, and me and Willie Warhawk, who was the only other woman mascot. So Willie and I, the two Wisconsin mascots, these are mascots from all over the country, Willie and I totally rocked that party. We were like, me, Willie, and Bucky Badger, who was a dude,
That's a great, that, I was, I said this the last hour, at the Richland campus, I was the Richland Center Roadrunner for a short time. So not the distinction of your level, but it's fun. You just get to goof around.
It's so fun, because nobody knows who you are when you're right in the costume, so you can do whatever you want.
Exactly. Harass people nicely, but whatever.
Shine a lot of bald heads. You know, do silly things. Yeah.
All the intrusive thoughts get out.
Absolutely right. Dr. Lyerly, we always appreciate stopping by because you can give us some insight on some of these legislative things happening. And too often we talk in partisan terms. It's always nice to hear something happening in a bipartisan manner here in Madison. Great story in the Capital Times this week by Aaron McGroarty. And it has to do with a new bill talking about breast cancer screenings in Madison. It says a bipartisan group of state lawmakers is trying for the third session in a row to pass a bill that would eliminate co-pays and cost-sharing expenses for breast cancer screening and supplemental scans needed for women with an increased risk of breast cancer. You've talked before, but again, this is really, really important for women, and now perhaps we might see some light to make it more accessible.
Well, men get breast cancer too. Don't forget about that. Yes. But here's the thing that makes me sad about this. Why are we having to legislate this? This is fundamental health care that people need. And here's the problem. When we were able to get Obamacare across the line, we were able to ensure that people could get breast cancer screening, routine screening. Everybody would be able to get it at no cost, because you got to remove the barriers if you're going to make sure that people can get the basic fundamental screening. But if we saw something on that mammogram, all of the follow-up screens and tests would cost something. So what I saw in my practice, 40% of women have dense breasts. So what I saw in my practice is people would come back with dense breasts and there would be a spot there that was, we didn't really know. They needed further imaging and they couldn't afford to pay for it.
Yeah.
So they would wait. And I have had patients who waited because they couldn't afford additional screening and ended up with breast cancer as a result. This bill would solve that problem. As you said, Todd, this is not a partisan issue. This is a health issue. When someone in your family develops cancer, a preventable cancer that we knew was a potential, that is a failure of society. So I love this bill. It is a Republican introduced and supported bill. I am on board. Let's get this across the line for the women and the families of Wisconsin.
I couldn't agree more. And I hope people take time to call their personal state assembly person and senator. As a former legislative staffer, that really is the best way to lobby. When you call other senators and representatives, it just doesn't hold weight a lot of times. Call yours and say, look, as Dr. Lyerly said, this isn't a luxury item. This is needed. And quite frankly, I think it should be it's a right, don't you?
I do too. Healthcare is a human right,
right,
in my opinion. And, you know, 1 in 8 women in this country get breast cancer. This is not uncommon. Odds are you know someone who's been affected by this. So when you call your legislator, share that story. If you have a personal story, share your story. Your story is convincing. It is the most powerful thing you have. And stories change lives, change legislators' minds, and help pass bills like this.
Yeah, could not agree more. Just over a minute or so left here. Once again, let's preview your show coming up on Saturday and Sunday at 3 o'clock and on the Civic Media app as well.
Yeah, thanks. It's going to be so good. We're talking with some Medicaid advocates about why Medicaid is important. Of course, Medicaid is in danger right now with the big, brutal bill that's being tossed around right now federally. We need to preserve Medicaid. This is for some of the most vulnerable people here in our state, across the country. And it is not just healthcare. It's all of these other services that people require in order to stay in the workforce, to stay with their families, and to live healthy, productive lives.
Yeah, I think that's, I love your fact you're doing this, because we hear about this news in Washington, D.C., and it seems kind of far away. But when you dig into it, like you're going to this weekend, it has real effects on us across Wisconsin.
In so many different ways. Yeah. I mean, I tell a story of Jordan Anderson. Jordan might be listening right now. Jordan is a man who is in a wheelchair. He needs plenty of help to get to work, but he works every day and he advocates in his free time. Folks like Jordan, that's why we do this.
Thanks, Dr. Lyle. Back after this.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. Following the annual spring hearings hosted by the Wisconsin Conservation Congress and Department of Natural Resources, officials say there is a great deal of support for starting the trout fishing season earlier. Over 9,000 residents provided input on 43 proposed changes to fish and wildlife management in the state during the spring hearings. Among the potential changes was a proposal to move the start of trout season from early May to the first Saturday in April. The goal would be to give anglers more opportunities to get out on the water. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is calling on residents to help track bat population trends over the summer. The state's cave bats will be returning to their summer roosts over the next few weeks, which could include places like barns or bat houses. DNR officials are asking residents to track the number of bats they see emerging on one night between June 6th and June 8th, and one night between July 18th and July 20th as part of the Great Wisconsin Bat Count. The bats should emerge just after sunset, and counting typically takes about half an hour. Eau Claire County officials are warning residents of an ongoing invoice scam that falsely appears to be from the Eau Claire County Planning and Development Department. According to a press release, the scammers have been sending area residents and businesses fraudulent invoice emails requesting payment for planning or development-related services. The invoice claims to be from a man named Matt Michels requesting payments for unspecified or fabricated services. Any residents who receive the invoice should report it to the county. The city of Eau Claire is seeking input from residents on its five-year capital improvement plan. A pair of public hearings will be held on the proposal on June 9th and June 23rd, which includes over $260 million in projects over the next 5 years. Nearly $50 million of that funding is planned for projects in 2026. Among the projects included in the capital improvement plan are the remodel or construction of a new fire station and early plans for the parking structure across from City Hall in downtown Eau Claire. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Some people seem to forget that the Me Too movement was supposed to change things for the better. According to a new lawsuit being filed, Kevin Costner is not one of them. A 34-year-old female stunt performer on Costner's bomb, Horizon, an American Saga Chapter 2, alleges she was a victim of sexual discrimination, harassment, and the creation of a hostile work environment, according to the New York Post. Costner and his legal team are denying all allegations and probably trying to forget that the movie even exists. Costner and his legal team are denying all allegations and probably trying to forget that this clunker of a movie even exists. In reboots that don't need to happen, especially for shows that ran too long in the first place news, Duck Dynasty is coming back. I know what you're thinking. Oh joy. The Robertson family are the marketing geniuses who pretended to be hillbillies to get actual hillbilly viewers. Duck Dynasty The Revival premieres June 1st on A&E and is already renewed for a season 2. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Mostly sunny skies today and breezy, warm as well. You might also notice some hints of smoke due to those Canadian wildfires. High temperatures right around 80. Mostly clear skies tonight with lows in the mid-50s. It's 58 at our studios.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
We are not perfect here at Civic Media. Far be it. Certainly not perfect at this show. But one thing I can assure you of, our owner that I can see right through this glass right now, Sage Weil, has never once told me what to say and encourages us to speak the truth. And that's why, above all else, I'm proud to work for this company. And along with my colleagues, we will bring you what's really happening out there. And if we get it wrong along the way, we'll admit to that and correct ourselves as well.
Catch The Todd Allbaugh Show at its new time, weekdays 2 to 4 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
Child abuse is not a bad parent problem.
And the causes may be different than you think.
You see, paid family leave,
that prevents child abuse.
And high-quality, affordable child care
prevents child abuse, too.
Prevent Child Abuse America promotes programs and resources informed by science that help communities, parents, and kids thrive.
Because when we keep families out of crisis,
we prevent child abuse
from ever happening.
Go to PreventChildAbuse.org to learn more.
Let's solve child abuse before it ever happens.
Maggie Dawn.
Donald Trump hands out pardons to donors and friends and those that support him. But isn't there supposed to be a process? We discuss with former U.S. Attorney James Santel next.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
Good morning to Pat Kreitlow. I'm Todd Allbaugh filling in for Pat. He'll be back on Monday along with Parker here at the Civic Media World Headquarters in downtown Madison. Glad to have you along with us across the Civic Media Radio Network. 35 minutes now past the hour of 8 o'clock on this TGIF Friday, May 30th, 2025. Make sure you wear them. Probably people saw masks lying around. You might actually want to pull it out and use it if you're a person with asthma or that sort of thing. We have an air quality watch throughout the entire state of Wisconsin. Wildfires in Canada means smoke across the state today. That'll be pushed out later by showers and thunderstorms as it moves from north to south, according to Brittany Merlot. And it'll bring us some rain, maybe some garden variety type of thunderstorms, but nothing on the severe side, it looks like. Right now, 61 degrees in Superior, 52 in Green Bay, 54 in Eau Claire, 55 looks like now in Wausau, 54 in La Crosse. Still, it says only, is that right? It says only 48 degrees yet in the old hometown of Richland. No, I see, I refreshed it. It's up to 55.
Can't be.
Refresh your screen, Todd. Let's start over. Superior 63. Eau Claire now is 63. Green Bay at 59. Richland Center at 55. 57 in La Crosse. 57 as well in Milwaukee. Already up to 59 in Wausau. And Greg Bach, as he always does, has heated things up in Racine at 63. 63 right now.
Smoke show over there.
It really is. Stay tuned. Civic Media will continue to update you throughout the day when it comes to weather here across Wisconsin. And we're right on our last hour now of our free Friday Brewers ticket giveaway. You can get entered in to win 4 tickets in the club level seats of AmFam Field next Saturday, June 7th, the first pitch at 6:35 against the San Diego Padres. That's the game we're giving the tickets away for. So if you have to be available for June 7th because you cannot exchange them for a different day. June 7th at 6:35. And as a reminder, the lawyers tell us we have to say this is a statewide contest. Very, very important. So in the statewide contest, download the Civic Media app. That is the only way you can enter. The Civic Media app. Download it for free at your Android or Apple store. The first 11 stations are the News Talk Sports stations. Open one of those up and look over. It says text on the lower right-hand side. Click on that and now text us the word that I'm going to give you. More coffee, Todd. The word this hour, the word for our show up until 9 o'clock, crew, C-R-E-W, as in brew crew, C-R-E-W. Text the word crew right now to the Civic Media app, and you will be eligible to win those 4 tickets to the Brewers on Saturday, June 7th. You could also get a word during Jane and Greg's show, Matt Nair on Air, between 9 and 11. Tom Hartman, who receives his word out in Portland via courier pigeon. He'll have a word for you as well between 11 and 2. We'll have a word for you on our show between 2 and 4, and then Maggie Dawn 4 to 6. You can enter all day long on each and every show. Just be listening for the word of the show. How about that, Parker? Oh, and by the way, we're supposed to tell people for this game we're giving away now, June 7th through the 1st, whatever, I'll say 20,000.
Lawyers people, don't check us.
Right? Yeah, that's right, exactly. As long as you say statewide contest. They're giving away, this is for real, a Jackson Cheerio jersey, a replica jersey, on that game on June 7th. So get there early. Enter the contest, be eligible to win. If you go, not only do you get the 4 free seats, but if you get there early enough, you'll get that replica Jackson Cheerio jersey. The word is crew, C-R-E-W.
You were close. 25,000. First 25,000.
All right. Very, yeah. Thank you. Look at that. Parker's, he's right on it, just like that. Snippity snap. I love it.
I'm trying.
I appreciate it so very much. Couple of headlines for you nationally at this hour. 39 now past the hour of 8 o'clock. As we said, the Canadian provinces of Manitoba and Saskatchewan have declared states of emergency due to a series of wildfires. The blazes, which began on Monday in Saskatchewan, have rapidly expanded in size, prompting the evacuation of more than 18,000 people. Israel has accepted a new ceasefire proposal with Hamas from U.S. envoy Steve Witkoff, which includes the release of 10 living hostages and 18 deceased hostages, as well as a 60-day truce. A federal appeals court yesterday paused the Court of International Trade's ruling that President Donald Trump did not have the authority to impose sweeping tariffs using the emergency powers he declared earlier this year. The ruling by the U.S. Court of Appeals for the federal court means Trump can continue to impose tariffs using emergency powers and adds to the confusion and uncertainty about the future of his economic plan. From the world of the wild and wacky, and I would say pretty disturbing, Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem posted on X, or Twitter, or Twix, as Craig Ferguson dubbed it this week, that an undocumented migrant from Mexico had been arrested for allegedly sending a letter threatening to kill President Trump. She also included a picture of the man and a copy of the letter. But here's the star asterisk caveat. Investigators now believe the migrant was set up. According to several sources, law enforcement believes that Ramon Morales Reyes, 54, did not write the letter, which was sent to an Immigration and Customs Enforcement office and other agencies. Instead, investigators suspect a person who is currently awaiting trial in a robbery and assault case in which Reyes was the victim wrote the letter in an attempt to have him deported. Federal officials who asked for a handwriting sample from Reyes also determined that his handwriting and the threatening letter did not match. I mean, that is just, in my opinion, beyond irresponsible. And for the Secretary of Homeland Security, Kristi Noem, to put this out on X, social media, to hype this up, Fox News, of course, was all over it. And the guy appears to be 100% innocent. In fact, he was the victim of a crime and was set up. Again, a lot of shows on this network have talked about it. We've talked about it on ours. It seems to be that cruelty is the point here. And again, in my opinion, it just goes to show we can believe little, if anything, that comes out of the Trump administration because it's not focused on genuine policy. It's focused on a political agenda, whether it's right or wrong. Remember J.D. Vance, when he was running for vice president, the whole they're eating the dogs and the cats, the Haitian migrant thing that was all made up. He admitted in an interview, you know, hey, if we have to exaggerate or make things up to win, we will. They admitted it on record. So I don't know. That's some of the beyond believable stories. Closer to home, according to WispPolitics.com, our friends over there, this is another headline that I don't quite get. The Trump administration has listed Deep Red Shawnee County, alongside Dane County, Madison, and Milwaukee, as the Wisconsin communities refusing to cooperate with federal immigration authorities. The release late yesterday included no information on why the communities were listed, and attempts to reach Shawnee County were unsuccessful. More than 67% of county voters in November backed Trump, and the county board in 2021 approved a resolution declaring that Northeast Wisconsin's community a Second Amendment sanctuary county. So not only did they not say they were a sanctuary city, they said they were a Second Amendment sanctuary county, meaning that, I don't know what, I guess carry whatever you want, I don't know. The administration's argument included a note that the list will be updated regularly and cautioned, quote, "No one should act on this information without conducting their own evaluation of the information." What? So the administration basically is kind of like Robert F. Kennedy, right? Well, I mean, people really shouldn't listen to me about healthcare. They're saying, don't act on this information without conducting your own investigation of the information. Trump signed an executive order requiring the creation of a list identifying states and local jurisdictions that obstruct federal immigration laws. Department of Homeland Security said criteria for inclusion on the list included factors such as, quote, compliance with federal law enforcement, information restrictions, and legal protections for illegal aliens, unquote. The jurisdictions will now receive formal notification of noncompliance. I know Shawnee County pretty well. My dad and stepmom have lived there for 40 years or so. I spent a lot of time up there. It is a very red state. The sheriff up there is a Republican. This is baffling to me. But again, I think it's a great reminder to folks that if you think that you're going to be excluded from Trump's ire, think again. Eventually, it will come to you. So we'll talk more about this in our show this afternoon, but wow, baffling to say the least. 46 minutes now past the hour of 8 o'clock here on Mornings with Pat. Quite a little Pat is back on Monday. I made a joke earlier about Pat's going to do some goat yoga in the mountains.
Maybe he is.
Not true, as it turns out.
It could be.
Wouldn't it be great if
that
he did?
That could be like a side right. Like segue. Yeah. Well, you know what?
He
graduation, right on over.
Right.
Go do some goat yoga.
He's out of town visiting his oldest grandchild, who has graduated high school.
Yeah.
I had my youngest niece's graduation, Isabel, at Eau Claire Memorial last week.
It feels like last year.
It feels, Parker, this is why they give me an afternoon show. Because
before 9 o'clock, it's
hopefully
not going
Todd is awake and ready to do a show by 2 o'clock. Oh, good heavens.
He's a night guy.
So, it's that time of year. So, congratulations to Pat's grandson, and hope all goes well. Pat will be back on Monday. A couple minutes here, Parker, before the break. We'll start this, and then we'll pick it up on the other side. This is kind of your first real day solo because Greg Bach is no longer going to produce this show.
Yeah.
He'll continue to co-host Matt Arenaire with Jane Matt Nair, and we'll occasionally pop into the show. So let's do a little quick addition before the break. Let's get to know Parker.
Oh, boy.
Where are you from, Parker? Tell us a little bit about yourself.
I'm from right here. I'm from Madison, Wisconsin. Went to LaFollette High School. Graduated 2021.
Okay.
Uh-huh. That feels longer than I would have thought. Went to UW-Whitewater, studied journalism, broadcast web and print was the emphasis there, electronic media. Yeah, that's kind of the academic stuff. I don't know. I played tennis in high school. That's what this
played
shirt
tennis.
Is.
Played tennis, oh, very good.
Yeah, I was on varsity as a freshman. I was decent.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, congratulations.
Yeah, thanks. I take a lot of pride in that.
You should. No, you should. I'm a worse tennis player than I am a golfer, and I'm not a good golfer.
Oh, I'm a decent golfer.
Are you really?
Yeah. I'm okay. Let's hit the course sometime.
All right. It'll be very fun. Good. Maybe we'll do a live report, Parker taking on Todd probably kicked my posterior, but that's okay. All right, come on back. We'll talk more with Parker and wrap things up here for a Friday. You're listening to Mornings with Pat Kreitlow with Todd Allbaugh across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Reach, engage, grow with Civic Media. Log on civicmedia.us/advertise.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. We are in a rare moment right now in Wisconsin politics. Why, you ask? Well, it's because we are not actively in the middle of a campaign cycle. It's been more than 6 weeks now since any of us have seen a campaign ad. It's been pretty nice, hasn't it? The moment we're in is as close as we're going to get to a political off-season here in Wisconsin. And we need to take advantage of this moment by taking action to improve our democracy. That means taking steps to address money in politics, cleaning up some issues with election administration, and creating a long-term plan for nonpartisan redistricting. In some cases, we can't make these kinds of changes in the middle of a campaign, so we need to be thinking about what we can do now. There's a lot both parties can agree on here, too. So let's make some moves this offseason, Wisconsin. Seize this moment to make a better, stronger, more inclusive democracy.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us. Matt Nair on air.
The Joint Finance Committee just had four meetings around the state of Wisconsin. The top three things of concern to people were education, health care, and child care. The Republicans stripped all of those things out of Governor Evers' budget. So I'm thinking about going next time just to make sure that they all put their phones down when I'm talking to them, because I have a feeling they're all playing Candy Crush because they're not paying attention to what people are saying.
Catch Matt Nair on air at its new time, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app. Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe.
Matt Miller, Milwaukee-based film critic. The film Sinners, the more distance I have from it, the more I liked it. Is that an Oscar film?
I think there is a love for what Sinners is doing, that a studio movie was this interesting and creative and thoughtful, but also entertaining. This is not the last you will hear about Sinners this year. I'd be shocked if it doesn't get a Best Picture nomination.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Yo, I'm your old basketball. Haven't seen you out on the courts in a while. Why not pass me over to Goodwill? Donating me helps Goodwill's mission to provide career training and support services right here in the community. And that's a slam dunk. Donate today. Hey, I got next.
To find your nearest Goodwill locations and to learn more about our mission, please visit goodwill.org. Goodwill, where your things start new lives.
Mommy, how come I can't sit in the front seat?
Because I love you and you're just not ready yet.
Putting your kids in the right seat for their age and size is an act of love. Check that your kids are in the right seat at NHTSA.gov/the right seat. Love protects. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Rebuilding and refreshing local radio one station at a time. This Civic Media radio station is proud to be a part of your community. Learn more at civicmedia.us.
From Lake Superior to Lake Michigan, Green Bay to the Mississippi River, all across the state of Wisconsin, it is Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. I am not Pat. I am Todd. Join me in the afternoons from 2 to 4 this afternoon across the Civic Media Radio Network. Pat is on a little vacay, has the day off. He'll be back with you on Monday. Here along with our brand new producer at Civic Media, Mr. Parker Olson. Great to have you along, Parker. Today would be a great day to be on Lake Wissota, where this program originates from. It's a beautiful, after the show, we did our show up there last week, and Pat was so kind as to bring me out a brandy old-fashioned suite at the end of the show. And then we went over to his local haunt, The Mallard. The Mallard. It's a little little bar restaurant right on Lake Wissota. Beautiful. Really, really beautiful. So I hung out with some of the locals there.
Nice.
That's one of the great things about Wisconsin, the little local places all and the lakes. Are you a lake guy in the summer?
I've never been on a lake. No, not even not on a boat or anything. No, never been on a boat in a lake or anything. No.
Get out.
Yeah.
Just do you not like water, or just never had the opportunity?
Both can be true.
Really, you don't like water?
Not a huge fan. Like, I'm really? Fine, but like, okay. Yeah,
I was going to say, otherwise we could arrange. Pat has a very nice pontoon boat. Mm-hmm. So yeah. We could somehow, maybe we get Greg to engineer for a day, and we'll take you up and we'll do the whole thing.
That sounds like a
there.
Good time. Yeah. I was watching a little bit of that show that you guys did. I saw the captain's hat or the
yacht
hat.
Yeah. Yes, Krylo has like a Meryl Stubing. That's an old reference from Love Boat hat. So yeah, he's the true captain of a ship. Well, Pat will be back on Monday. Temperatures across the state of Wisconsin are going to be in the 70s today. If you think you look out the window and you said, we got smogger, fogger. No. It's just smoke. It's smoke because your neighbor's lighting up a bowl. No, not really. It's because there's wildfires. There's legit wildfires in Canada, and we have an air quality advisory for the entire state of Wisconsin today. Be aware of that if you're a person with asthma or things like that. You might want to stay inside or at least limit your outdoor activities. Our meteorologist, Brittany Merlot, says that will be short-lived, though, thank goodness, as showers and garden-style thunderstorms move from north to south across Wisconsin, which will bring us some rain, but also kind of clear up the skies. Looks like warmer temperatures over the weekend. And then by Monday, downright sultry. Going to be 80s, maybe 90, and humid, sticky.
Ugh.
Are you a warm weather guy? Or
I prefer the warm.
Yeah.
Not that warm, yeah, though. I'm 70 degrees, and we're feeling pretty good.
All right. Well, it'll be a little warmer than that.
But a little. That's all right. We'll make our way.
So there you go. That's what we got for you today. Craig Ferguson, the longtime host of the Late Late Show, he would get to the end of the show sometimes, have a couple of minutes to kill like we do here. And so he would ask his robotic co-host, that wasn't a co-host, sidekick. He had a robot sidekick named Jeff. And he would say, Jeff, what have we learned today? So Parker, what have we learned today?
What have we learned today? Well, we heard that RFK admits that he doesn't know much.
Sadly, yes. Don't trust him about health.
No. And I don't, the Musk with the drugs, I didn't know about that.
Really?
That's
yeah.
a good one.
Yeah, that's
me.
If you missed it earlier in the show, according to the New York Times today, they're reporting that apparently Elon Musk was doing some fairly hard drugs. Not gummies, but beyond that.
Not gum. Yeah.
So, yeah, that was interesting.
That's always good to hear about that going on around the White House. That's right? Exactly what I want going on.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, and we also, pardon me.
You're good. Get it all out.
Oh, my goodness. These you got allergies, and now I got smoke to deal with.
Yeah, I'm very glad I don't have allergies.
Yeah, it's no, I mean, it hit me like on Sunday, just
this.
And it's no good at all. Anyway, and we also learned that you have a chance to win Brewer tickets all day long on Civic Media. You got a couple more minutes left on our show. Text the word CREW right now. CREW. CREW, as in brew, crew. You'll be eligible to win 4 great tickets to the Milwaukee Brewers game next Saturday, June 7th at 6:35. You have to be eligible to go to that game. Mathers will not give you new tickets. He only has so many tickets in his leather satchel.
That's true. It's not a very big satchel.
No, you cannot exchange them. Also, they're going to give away a Jackson Churio replica jersey on June 7th. So the word this hour is CREW, CREW. And if you say, oh my gosh, Todd, I can't get to my phone, don't worry. Because Jane Matinere, the lovely and talented Jane Matinere, and Greg Bach, who's equally lovely and talented, will be along next hour with Matinere on air. They'll have a new word. Then I believe the carrier pigeon is halfway there to Portland. Tom Hartman is going to receive a word via carrier pigeon. He'll announce that. We'll have a word from 2 to 4, and then Maggie Dawn from 4 till 6. You can enter all day long on Civic Media, and the computer will randomly draw somebody at the end of the show, and you'll be on your way to that June 7th game. Crew, C-R-E-W, text it right now. Parker, I cannot thank you enough for it. You did a great job.
Thank you.
I really appreciate you. Welcome to Civic Media. I think you're going to be absolutely fantastic, and can't wait to work more with you and get out the golf course, and you'll probably beat my posterior.
It depends on the day. It'll be fine. Well, thank you. I'm really excited to be here. This has been a lot of fun so far. Yeah. It has been a very good, what are we at, week and a half? I started on Wednesday last week. So
yeah. I've heard reports that you're far ahead of schedule.
Really?
That's the inside word.
Wow.
I'm not lying about that, actually.
Huh. Actually, that's, wow. Huh. Yeah.
So people are very pleased with you.
Okay, cool.
The 12th floor is happy with you.
The 12th floor? Yeah. I didn't know it was that tall. The skyscrapers here in Madison.
It lives in the land of radio make believe.
Ah, I see. Those are the higher ups.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. No, I'm really happy you're here. And we need youth and young blood in this company. And what I really love about you is that you're a legit journalism communication graduate, even if you are from Whitewater.
Well, you've been a great host for a Pueblo guy.
And he's spicy, too. That's even better. All right. Stay tuned. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach on Matinair on Air is next across the Civic Media Radio Network. Pat is back on Monday. I'll see you this afternoon at 2 o'clock. You're listening to Civic Media.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap.
WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls. W228EP Eau Claire.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Elon Musk told CBS Sunday Morning's David Pogue when he thinks SpaceX may be heading to Mars.
Lucky, we've probably got about a 50% chance of sending ships from Earth to Mars at the end of next year, so November, December next year.
Wow. Is that realistic or is that Elon time?
Well, I try to give the 50th percentile. You should expect half the time I'm wrong.
The full interview airs this weekend. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth is leading the U.S. delegation in Singapore at a big security conference.
The United States is committed to working with our allies and partners to deter aggression by communist China in the Indo-Pacific.
Hamas has concerns that an Israeli-backed ceasefire plan does not include a commitment that it would lead to a permanent one.
We don't have a written confirmation yet from Hamas of its final response, but if you look at some of the sticking points that they're talking about, they're very familiar ones.
CBS News Brief. I'm Stacey Lynn.